Alex Pavlovich joins us, Bay Area Newspaper Group. Is that last game, is that a regular 1 o'clock start? I better look at the schedule on that.
In the Bay Area?
Yeah, in the Bay Area. Yeah, 105 starts.
I will not be there,
so we're on 11. Oh, you're not coming back.
No.
All right, Alex Pavlovich joins us. LoveOfTheGameProductions.com, by the way, is the website. And Raph will get our times on there as well. Alex is here. A pleasure to see you. Had you any trouble getting down here today?
Not today. I mean, I don't think Bags is even going to need a jersey to get in today. I think everybody's fine. It, like you said, not a big crowd, and it's the White Sox, so it's not quite the Dodgers-Giants game.
Yeah, last night, Sonny Gray pitched last night, Yosmeiro Petit. I said on the postgame show, a little pressure on Petit to go out and do something last night, and he stood up and did well. Did the park have any influence on that?
I think it did. I you know, talking to some guys last night in the clubhouse and then watching it again on MLB Network, it looked like guys couldn't see the ball at all. And I know just defensively some of the A's had trouble. So it's, you know, both teams had to deal with it. So I'm not going to say that was a huge factor, but I just think it worked out well for him. There was a lot of pressure on him. He had to have a good one and had to really have good results, and that was his best outing of the spring by far. It was the best I've seen him throw since the near-perfect game, and I think it worked out well. He was facing a good lineup and happened to face him in a park that was pretty dark, so it worked out well for him.
Yeah. Well, Bochy said this, and Mike Krukow's told you and I this the same thing. Finesse guys, you know, guys that take more time down here.
Mm-hmm. And not just him, but his, you know, a real strike thrower, and down here you're facing a bunch of kids who are trying to prove themselves, and guys go out there swinging. Nobody's really here to draw walks, so it's a tough place for him to perform, and I think Bochy told us at the beginning of camp, don't look at his stats too much this spring, but certainly last night is a good one, and one that I think put him on the team.
Yeah, I think he needed it. I really did. Now, David Huff has had a couple of appearances now since he had the shoulder soreness. Been impeccable. I mean, nothing's really happened that you could say, boy, this guy doesn't belong to be here. Does he have a shot to make this roster?
Yeah, I think everybody who's still here, there's 32 guys here, so I think everybody who's still in camp should feel pretty good about where they are, and certainly a lot of the pitchers, and somebody like him who's on the 40-man roster and is a veteran, is a proven big leaguer. Bochy said last night he wanted guys who can go multiple innings, and obviously Huff fits that bill. He's a left-hander, so I think he has a lot going for him. I'm, you know, I wouldn't make him a lock yet, but I think he's up there with I think Machi's on the team. That would be my guess. And Petit.
Yeah.
And so I think it's Huff and probably George Contos who are right now kind of fighting for that last spot.
Boy, interesting. If it comes down to that, Runsler goes back, and we'll talk about Cameron Loefer in a second. But if it is Huff and Contos, it's going to be Huff because Contos has an option. And then the key thing at the end of this spring training is who has options and who do we lose? And Huff is on the 40-man, and, you know, they just can't send him to Fresno. They'd have to put him through waivers or something, and someone would grab him.
You know, we worry about that a lot, but I think sometimes we worry about that too much. Like an Adrianza would get scooped up. I've talked to a few people with other teams who say, you know, I had one guy tell me if he gets through waivers, you know, I might as well quit because our team needs to pick him up if they try to sneak him through. But somebody like Tony Abreu, I don't think after the spring he's had and really what he's done the last few years, I'm not sure somebody would be rushing to add him to their 40-man roster. And I think Huff would be interesting. I mean, there might be teams out there that are looking for pitching. At the same time, he hasn't pitched a whole lot this spring. And anytime you hear that a guy has some shoulder stiffness during spring training, I think that's going to, you know, worry some teams a little bit, and it's a guy who was, you know, he was out there. You could have had him when he was with the Yankees, so yeah. I'm not sure he's a lock to be picked up if they try to sneak him down to Fresno.
Right. No, Alex Pavlovich with us. No, you're right. I think Bochy and Sabian and Reggae, I think they like another lefty, and I think there's got to be some concern over Affeldt and Lopez. You know, Lopez getting hit hard here. Affeldt, you know, he's coming off a year that he'd like to forget. I think they'd like the option of having another lefty around.
Yeah, and they have two guys who are throwing pretty well right now, so they'll have options. It'll be interesting. I don't think they've made that decision yet. I think they're going to wait and see how these guys go the next week.
All right, Cameron Lowe, the man of the boa constrictor. Cameron Lowe came in, minor league invite. He's no longer here. What happened?
He had an out in his contract, as a lot of these guys do. Tyler Colvin has the same situation. I think his is March 31st, but Cameron knew he wasn't going to make the team and saw the cuts yesterday and I think he asked for a couple extra days to go out and try to find a better opportunity. So he has a chance here. I mean, he threw okay this spring, so and obviously a guy who's been in the big leagues quite a bit. So I think he's going to go out there and try to find a better opportunity, and if not, we might see him down in Fresno.
Yeah. Look, Ramirez, I remember, mm-hmm. didn't that happen with him? He ended up in Fresno a couple of years ago.
Yeah, at the end of spring, a lot of guys, you know, they try to get out, and that's why I think he wanted to get out there early. And somebody like Colvin's in a tough spot, actually, because, you know, he's not really going to have much of a choice. But guys like to have a week or so to go out there and let their agent see if they can find another opportunity.
Boy, nice to have Alex with us, and he's always welcome. Believe me, I love doing these shows with him. Alex Pavlovich, you can follow him on Twitter under his name. Is there competition at second base with Hicks? Is he in the mix here? Scudero, let me have you analyze it. Scudero starts, not starts on the DL. Where does all this go?
I would have a hard time thinking Marco Scudero's in the lineup on opening day. I just think he has two at-bats, and we're just about a week here from opening day. So I think he starts on the disabled list. I don't think we see him in another big league game this spring just because that'll push back his DL time. So, there's chances to get him at-bats in minor league games, and we've seen guys stay here. 2 years ago I stayed here, and Barry Zito stayed here and tried to get right. So maybe they'll leave Marco
That's
here.
Right. Remember
and,
that? You
yeah.
stayed here with Zito.
I was on the backfield watching Barry Zito face 17-year-olds. So.
And then he came out and threw a shutout against Colorado.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen. But I think, you know, there's an opportunity for Marco to get some at-bats here if his back heals. As far as the other guys, I think Adrianza's on the team.
Okay.
Abreu hasn't had a good spring, Hicks has. So there's 40-man issues. There's that situation, but I also think if you're looking for a guy who can help you while Marco's out, I think Hicks is the guy. I'm not sure it's Abreu.
Yeah. The Abreu would have to – he's out of options. He'd probably have to be put on waivers, and there's another guy who's been banged up a lot. I'm not sure anyone would take him. Wait, this is – has the star fallen a little bit for Adrianza? I mean, we haven't seen him, get one of those triples or, do anything at the dish recently.
At the plate it has, I think, in the last 3 weeks, and certainly when you start off by hitting two homers pretty early in camp and the way he was swinging and batting practice during live BP, he set the bar pretty high. So it was going to tail off a little bit, but I think defensively, last night again had a really nice play. The night before in Peoria made an unbelievable play at shortstop in the ninth inning. So I think defensively continues to show that he's a big league defender at least two spots and maybe more. So that's going to get him up here.
All right, so Scudero goes on the DL. Let's assume that, and I think we're all in agreement that's probably going to happen. Who opens the season as a second baseman?
Well, nobody ever talks about Joaquin Arias. I have people on Twitter ask me, every time we send Marco updates, people say, so who's going to open at second base? And it's pretty obvious. They have a guy who's been there and done it and is proven and somebody they like and somebody, he got a bit of a raise this offseason and he'll be around. And he's the one guy who came in that situation as a lock to make the team no matter what he did. So it's like in the outfield, nobody ever talks about Gregor Blanco, but Gregor's going to play a ton and Joaquin's going to play a ton. So.
All right.
Those are two guys who will be out there.
What a pleasure. Alex Pavlovich, you can follow him on Twitter, Bay Area Newspaper, right here. All right, Alex, I'll see you in the press box shortly. And you're welcome to sit with me and watch the game here today.
Better view than we do.
We got a good seat. All right. I want to thank John Wilson, of course, for doing a great job. Raph.